Ron DeSantis mocked after disastrous Twitter Spaces campaign launch. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on May 24, 2023. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, R., was mocked by Twitter users after his presidential campaign launch, which occurred on a Twitter space, was plagued with technical difficulties. As Breitbart News reported, the Twitter Spaces call, scheduled to launch at 6 p.m. Eastern, began several minutes late as one unidentified voice whispered that it was quiet. David Sachs, the entrepreneur hosting the event, began to introduce Elon Musk and asserted that this was historic before the audio cut out. From then on, the audio continued to cut in and out several times, with continued echoing and seemingly random voices, not the voice of the governor, whom the conversation was all about. Daily Mail ran a headline that called DeSantis's Twitter Spaces chat the biggest fail in campaign launches in history. The Verge and Business Insider both ran headlines criticizing DeSantis's disastrous campaign launch event. President Joe Biden took the opportunity to poke fun at DeSantis, tweeting, "This link works," along with a link to his fundraising page. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, noted that DeSantis had a lower turnout than when she streamed herself on Twitch playing video games. "We had more people join when I played Among Us," Ocasio-Cortez said. "More people watch CNN than DeSantis' Twitter space," Trump spokesman Stephen Cheung said. Columnist David Marcus suggested DeSantis's launch was the most embarrassing thing that has ever happened to a presidential candidate. "Just hold a rally," Marcus added. The View co-host Alyssa Farah Griffin said the event made DeSantis appear like a talk radio host rather than the future leader of the free world. "The goal of a press announcement is to look and sound presidential. Campaigns spend months planning them. Comms and advance teams consider every detail," Griffin said. "Points for creativity, but it made DeSantis appear like a talk radio host rather than the future leader of the free world." Desetative, Florida Representative Matt Gaetz, R., tweeted while the Twitter Spaces was live. Conservative influencer Rogan O'Hanley called DeSantis's announcement bizarre. "This is honestly so bizarre to listen to DeSantis' announcement Trump made you. Governor Trump is crushing the polls," O'Hanley tweeted. "Why would you enter this race now and divide the GOP? More like Yon DeSantis," Jack Posobiec joked. California Governor Gavin Newsom, D., also took a shot at DeSantis, saying DeSantis just became the first presidential candidate in American history to launch his campaign after suffering a massive defeat to a cartoon mouse. Donald Trump Jr. claimed that DeSantis's comments during his campaign announcement made failed presidential candidate Jeb Bush, who his father famously dubbed low energy, look high energy. Trump Jr. also tweeted hashtag disaster, which trended on Twitter shortly after he sent out the tweet. "Kicked off three times. This is a disaster. Not surprising," tweeted Chris LaCivita, one of former President Donald Trump's advisors. The former president also sounded off on his Truth Social platform, suggesting DeSantis's botched campaign launch was fatal. "Is the DeSantis launch fatal?" "Yes," Trump said. "Wow. The DeSantis Twitter launch is a disaster. His whole campaign will be a disaster. Watch," Trump added. "Rob, my red button is bigger, better, stronger, and is working. Truth, yours does not. Per my conversation with Kim Jong-un, of North Korea, soon to become my friend," Trump said. In addition to the comments online, hundreds of people reportedly gathered outside of the Four Seasons Hotel in Miami, Florida, where wealthy donors joined for the first DeSantis campaign event. Jordan Dixon Hamilton is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at DixonHamilton@Breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter.